listening to Get Sports Radio.
Was the night before the championship coming your way here on December the 20th, 2017, about 8 p.m. Eastern. And as always, I'm Dan Klaskins here with you, trying to guide you towards that fantasy championship. And man, we've been working on it all summer long, throughout the season, throughout the fall. And now as we get ready to turn the page to winter, we're ready to deliver you to that title game. Hopefully you're still alive. Hopefully you're still playing for it. If not, either way, we appreciate you listening to the podcast. You can find it at all times at GetSportsInfo.com. It's also the home of the blog there. You can get our GSI Cheat Sheet Fantasy Football Rankings and Studs, Duds, and Sleepers by James Rapine, my office pool picks, everything else you need to win. And I'll tell you what, I can't believe it. We've made it this far, and here we are on the verge of the holiday season, Christmas coming on Monday, and what a great week 16 slate spread out for us with two games on Saturday, two games on Christmas Day on Monday, a full Sunday slate coming your way on Christmas Eve, and you made it. Now what, right? You got here. You're in the big game. How do you finish this off? Well, that's what we're here to talk about today. And as I've really just pounded home in recent weeks on the different podcasts, you know, you need to stay true to your process. And that's why you need to listen to this regularly. That's the first thing of consistency. Tune us in, and lots of ways to subscribe. You can do so on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher too. But, you know, here you are in the game. My number one advice I always give to fantasy owners, and when they ask me, or when people ask me about, hey man, what do I do now that I'm in the championship game to help me even, you know, win this thing? You know, it's not just lineup questions. People overthink themselves. For me, especially looking at this week 16 slate that we have here, I'm looking at my rankings, I'm looking at my projections, and I really just tend to really just stick with the studs a little bit more. Ride the horses that got you there. Don't overthink it too much. Because if you're going to go down, you want to go down with your best guys flaming, not necessarily some reach you made that didn't work out. Now, there are a lot of guys on your team that are really close in tiers, so that's when it gets more matchup driven. AJ Green's a perfect example. Last week, I did have him projected about as low as I've had him all season against the Vikings, and Xavier Rhodes, as expected, shut him down. Now, while I backed off of him some spots, I still put him in a lot of lineups where people were asking me questions, and I don't regret it because I think over time, sticking with the guys that got you there is going to prevail, and it's not going to work every time. It didn't work last week for AJ Green owners, but I don't think that was all on AJ Green either. I think some of that was the surroundings around him, but either way, you made it. Stick to your guns. Stick to your gut. Gearing up for the holidays. I love the holidays, especially when football is around them. You know, we get it every year on Thanksgiving, but it's not every year you get it on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So this is a great weekend for it. But, you know, what are some of your other favorite holiday traditions? I mean, obviously, spending time with your family and friends. I really, you know, just enjoy doing a whole lot of nothing on Christmas. So I think let's make a tradition of winning titles, right? And to do that, I think it goes back to what we talked about. You have to stay true to your process. And, hey, you know what? Only one owner in every league gets to end the season as the champion. So if it's not you, hey, guess what? There's 10 or 11 other people probably just like you in your league, or however many people you got in your league. Only one of them will end up winning. So just keep that in perspective. And it's often not the best team. And that's where it gets frustrating. I've definitely got a team like that, a couple in leagues where, I had the best team on paper, and often I even had a league where I was the highest scoring team. But all season long, you know, things stack up against you. It takes a little bit of luck, too. And that's why I play more than one team, because as good as you are, you still need a little luck. And to get to be playing in week 16 with just one or two teams is a lot more of a challenge than if you have six, seven, eight, or however many it is that you like to participate in. And if you're out, hey, guess what? I still got some interesting contests coming up. We'll be announcing next week and signing people up for our Get Sports Info Playoff Challenge. It's back. It's a fun game, a Survivor style, lots of great prizes, including winning an entry into the Kentucky Fantasy Football State Championship main event here in Cincinnati or online. We've also got some other interesting things coming up for the postseason, and you want to stay tuned to the podcast. I'll be doing quick hitters in January, real brief versions of the podcast, previewing mostly the playoff slate. Not a lot of, you know, maybe a couple minutes each episode around a certain off-season topic, and then we will definitely be getting into draft previews throughout there, the free agency period, and then as we gear up in the summer, back more to frequent rate. But rest assured, this will be the final really 30-40 minute podcast that you'll see until after the Super Bowl's over. But we need to dive in, we need to help you win, and I think let's do that right now. I think the biggest headline of the week has to center around the return of Ezekiel Elliott back to the Cowboys team following his suspension. And I mean, Elliott's a guy that has been a bit of an enigma. I mean, even when he has played this season before serving the suspension, there were stretches there where he just wasn't all that great, to be honest. He finished on fire, had some nice games down the stretch, and you know, in his last three games he played, week 7, 8, and 9, 5 touchdowns total there, and just carrying a huge workload. I mean, really, a huge workload all season. Aside from his week 2 game against Denver, you're talking about a player here that's had 22 or more carries in every single game, and touches, I should say. And, I mean, the catches and stuff, they're going to come. This matchup this week is against the Seahawks. I think, you know, Seattle is not obviously as loaded as they were on defense with all the injuries and things that they've been enduring there. So, not an easy matchup, though, either. I think people sometimes overestimate, you know, potentially here. I'm looking at a Seahawks team that it's been pretty tough on running backs during stretches of this season. Have allowed a few big chunk games in there as well on the season. 20th most fantasy points to the position. And coming off a huge game against Gurley last week in Seattle, though, that recency bias is just telling people fire down on Elliott. 152 yards, 3 touchdowns. That was in week 15. In week 14, we saw Leonard Fournette light him up for 24 carries, 101 yards and a touch. And, you know, just going back from there, though, you're looking week 11. Tevin Coleman had a touchdown, but no big game. And, in fact, you had to go all the way back to week 3 when DeMarco Murray last had 100 yards against them. So, I do like Elliott this week. Let's be clear here. I mean, I have absolutely no issue putting him in the lineup. I've got him inside my top 5. I think he'll be overvalued in DFS, and I don't expect him to come in here and put up a buck 50 and 2 like we saw from Gurley a week ago. Let's dive into that injury report and so many names. This is the reminder for you every year of why you don't play fantasy championships in week 17, because as teams fall out, we're already seeing it here in week 16. Minor injuries send guys to the injured reserve. And then, I mean, by the time you listen to this, there could be 3 more players on injured reserve. And the biggest name on the list, Aaron Rodgers. I warned you, if you listen to the podcast, I said don't overspend on Rodgers. Because, one, the Packers could fall out of it. I'm not sure he's close to 100%. And tough matchups in week 15 where he was eligible to come back against the Panthers. And this week against the Vikings. So, after getting hit hard and knocked around and the Packers being eliminated following their week 15 loss to the Panthers, coupled with the Falcons' win on Monday Night Football against the Bucks, the Packers acted swiftly in putting Rodgers on injured reserve. Going back to Brett Hundley for these final 2 games, and with Rodgers exiting, the offense once again takes a huge step down, including Jordy Nelson, who was even disappointing in Rodgers' return. And along with that, you got Davante Adams, who's dealing with a concussion. Blindsided hit. I didn't like the hit from Thomas Davis there, but regardless, Adams going a little overboard since going down. He's been very vocal about this, and you know, I'm not taking either side of it. It's an unfortunate situation, but I know this. Davante Adams, I would be shocked if he played on Saturday night. He hasn't been ruled out yet. It's a situation we'll be keeping our eyes on. Another quarterback situation before we move on to the rest of the receivers. Trevor Siemian, he's out for the season with a shoulder issue. The Broncos, I don't know how this is going to go down. Brock Osweiler, Paxton Lynch, I think they should give Lynch the chance for these last couple games. They know what Brock Osweiler is. What do they have to lose? I think neither of these guys are the future. So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I think from a fantasy perspective, it's actually better if Osweiler's in there than Lynch, because that's how bad Paxton Lynch really is. At the other positions I'm staring at, let's stay at receiver, and the big headline, of course, was the injury to Antonio Brown that he sustained in the thriller last Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Patriots battling it out. Brown went down early. The Steelers ultimately lose that game. It costs you on all sides of it. He's not going to play again in the regular season here, folks. So brace yourself for life without Antonio Brown in fantasy. He could come back for the playoffs, but it remains to be seen how close to 100% he'll get. Amari Cooper, he hasn't been doing much all year. Was out last week. Don't expect him to play again this week. That's probably good news for the Raiders at this point. Even if he does return, he cannot be trusted from a fantasy perspective. I think DeSean Jackson's probably unlikely to play again for you this season with his ankle issue. He ended Monday night's game on crutches, so we'll want to watch it there. I thought Chris Hogan, a big surprise, inactive in Week 15 against the Steelers for the Patriots. Didn't do much in Week 14. You never know with New England and injuries, but Hogan, a guy, active or not, I am not going to rubber stamp and endorse in too many championship game lineups here in Week 16. Rex Burkhead, he's got his own issue. Didn't end up being as serious as it looked when it first happened against the Steelers there, but he too likely out until the postseason at best with the knee issue. He won't be around for owners in Week 16, and it remains unclear if James White and what his status will be. He sustained an ankle injury in that same game. We'll have to keep our eyes on that one as we approach the kickoff play. Joe Mixon has concussion issue and was a late scratch once again from his game there. And we are definitely, you know, talking with the Bengals just completely collapsing here with Marvin Lewis potentially leaving, the offensive line putting Andre Smith and what have you on injured reserve there. So Mixon, a guy that even if he comes back, you have to temper your expectations to. And I really would like to get him out of my lineups if possible. Obviously, if he returns, it does also diminish any fantasy value that Giovanni Bernard was possessing. But overall, it's something you want to monitor and see how that goes there. Tevin Coleman, he's dealing with a concussion of his own. Devontae Freeman's on fire. Coleman could return this week, as we talked to you. It's still unclear. But given Freeman's return, what we're looking at this offense and the tough matchup on tap here against the Panthers, or excuse me, the Saints, it's really hard for me to get too excited about what Mixon could bring to the table there. To Austin Eckler and Hunter Henry, two Chargers players, the running back and tight end, likely out for the season. Henry's already been placed on IR. We're still waiting word on the young running back. If Eckler is out, that definitely means more carries for Melvin Gordon, so maybe he goes up a tick. Owner scrambling a tight end, though, that we're counting on Henry, because not only is he out, but O.J. Howard of the Bucks, a young player that was ascending late in the season, also on injured reserve after he suffered an ankle injury. Julius Thomas, a colossal bust for the Dolphins out of free agency and on the wrong side of 30 heading into next season, was placed on IR after just scoring 3 touchdowns with his foot injury. Looks like Adam Shaheen going to miss again this week. He was showing some promise out of that Bears passing attack, but still dealing with the chest issue. Tom Savage, a quarterback for the Texans, it's been put on IR with concussion, so it's TJ Yates the rest of the way. And Greg Zuerlein, the Rams kicker, out for the season, placed on IR. That's a big blow for one of fantasy's best producers at the position. Let's look at some waiver wire grabs for you out there. Those of you looking to stream, our final look at the waiver wire this season, and you know we're clearly looking at this for a Week 16 perspective. I will offer up a few names as we go through, maybe to think about for Week 17. At quarterback, I mean, Blake Bortles, if you need to stream a guy and he's available out there in your league, I think he's the number one name on the list. It's been red hot over the last 3. Nice matchup on tap as the Jags travel across the country to take on a 49ers team that suddenly won 3 in a row with Garoppolo under center. I think Nick Foles is the next guy on the list. Loved what he did last week with the four touchdowns against the Giants. Eagles are going to miss a step or two, obviously, without Carson Wentz. The offense not quite as scary, but Foles is capable, and there's enough weapons there where he could be low-end QB1 again this week. And if you're really digging deep, you got to like Joe Flacco in the matchup against the Colts, despite the veteran struggle this season. At running back, if he's healthy, Kerwin Williams, the name to look at. I think Mike Davis is there. Peyton Barber, I'm considering him too, especially after the decision, just a healthy scratch of Doug Martin on Monday night. At wide receiver, we're going to continue to Marquise Lee and watch his injury status. But with him likely out, I think Dede Westbrook and Keelan Cole will make nice options. I still am endorsing Mike Wallace. And I even picked up Kendall Wright in one of my leagues, deep league, where we have a few flexes, and I'm throwing him in at one of those spots. At tight end, Charles Clay is a guy I'm keeping my eyes on against the Patriots. Eric Ebron, though, the play of the week. If he's out there in a shallower league, you need to stream a guy. The Bengals are a wreck, and you can go a little deeper. Let's look at Ricky Seals-Jones, because, hey, when in doubt, pick the tight end against the Giants. They get lit up by the position. The Cardinals, of course, tangling with them this week. My defensive plug of the week, I love the Panthers. I love the Lions against the Bengals, and we'll take the Bears over the Browns. Let's take a chance on Josh Lambeau as your streamer kicker against the Jags, for the Jags against the Niners. Always liking him too. Week 17, if you're looking for something early, I think Tyrod Taylor, if you're playing, could be a nice stash against Miami. I think Charles Clay would fit that as well. I'm also keeping my eyes on the Giants running back, Wayne Gallman. He gets a nice matchup with the Skins should it get there. Let's go to players I like more, players I like less. I do it every week here on the podcast. That's also the final segment of this for the season. Just looking at how my rankings, they stack up. Of course, you can get my rankings, all my articles, and some good stuff at Pro Football Focus. But when I put my rankings into Fantasy Pros, I get the expert consensus ranking comparison, me against the other experts. And the quarterbacks I like more this week start with Matthew Stafford. Really think he's a top five play this week against the Bengals, who are just a train wreck right now and have been ravished by injuries on defense. I've got him as my QB5. That's two spots higher than the experts. Case Keenum, Jared Goff also on my list of quarterbacks that are above and beyond this week. Really like me some Case Keenum. I've got him as QB6. I'm comfortably putting him as a starting option. I think Jared Goff has done great in good matchups. I think he's got one good one this week, and a lot to play for too with the Titans on tap. Quarterbacks I like a little less. I do have Drew Brees three spots lower than the expert consensus. I just think the Saints are going to try to do it on the ground in this key NFC South matchup this week. Phil Rivers, trip across, take on the Jets. Maybe I get this wrong. I don't know. I'm still starting him, but I just got him QB10. And that's four spots lower than the experts. And Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, he's playing the Jags. I'm backing off altogether. I got him a few spots lower than the experts. I got him as my QB23 this week. Let's move over to that running back position, tell you some names to consider and some maybe to forget about. And, you know, we're going to go a little deeper here, get some good names for you, some players I like more, some I like less. I think Samaje Perine is five spots ahead for me. I got him as RB16 with the Redskins. I'm in the Broncos. I just like the Redskins. They're just a better team here. I think it shows. Marshawn Lynch, Jamal Williams also on that list at 18 and 21. And I think my sleeper running back really flying up the board here, if given the opportunity, I think will be Kerwin Williams, but he's got to get back on the practice field first for the Cardinals. Guys I like less, I've dropped the Ajayi down from to RB23, so that's six spots lower than the experts. And I'm not going in. I just think the Redskins are going to sort of blow out the Broncos given the quarterback situations here. So I got C.J. Anderson nine spots below the experts at RB27 there as well. Let's move over to the receivers, give you a couple guys there that makes sense. I'm big on Marvin Jones, return game, revenge play in Cincinnati. He'll be my stud of the week when I give him out on my SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio show on Saturday mornings. I got some good data on him. I'll share at that time. I like Golden Tate for the same reasons, though. I'm going all in on the Lions and the passing attack. Jarvis Landry, six spots ahead of the experts. I think he's a low-end wide receiver, one this week against Kansas City. Miami's going to have to keep pace there. He'll be the recipient of some garbage time production, perhaps. And I like Jamison Crowder. I got him four spots ahead of the experts. I got him as my wide receiver, 26. in that matchup we just talked about. Like a little less, three spots less on both Brandon Cooks and Alshon Jeffrey. I got him at wide receiver 10, wide receiver 16, but just not as bullish on them as others. Same could be said for Crabtree and Josh Gordon, each four spots beneath the experts. And I'm not buying into Sterling Shepard and the Giants, six spots below the experts there with another tough matchup on tap for them. Let's finish it up with some tight end discussion, and you know, just look at if there's any big significant guys. I think Jesse James is a guy I like. We threw out Eric Ebron, and a couple spots ahead of the experts there. Definitely think if you're desperate, Vernon Davis could be another name that's likely been placed on the waiver wire. Guys I like less. I told people to cut Greg Olsen last week before his game, and he finally showed something. Now I got him as my tight end six, but guess what? That's still two spots behind the experts. I'm also backed off a little bit on Cameron Brate. I've got him at QB 17. Yeah, I know O.J. Howard's out for the season, but that's a tough matchup against Carolina, so that's two spots beneath the experts there. This is usually where I end the podcast, but as I've done in recent years on radio shows and other recordings on my website, on the blog, and certainly at GetSportsInfo.com, it's the annual tradition, and as we get on the verge of Christmas weekend and Christmas coming, and the fantasy titles hopefully following soon, I offer you this classic holiday rendition with a fantasy twist. It's 'Twas the Night Before the Championship. 'Twas the night before the championship when all through the league, many NFL players were dealing with injuries and fatigue. Fantasy owners were busy setting their lineups with care in hopes that a league title would soon be there. Aaron Rodgers was hurt on the sidelines again. It was very tough to decide who to plug in. Jimmy Garoppolo has looked mostly good, though with the Jaguars on tap, it may not turn out as it should. When out on Twitter there arose such a clatter, the Eagles will lean even more on Nick Foles. So now, it might not even matter. Away to the computer, I flew like a flash. Being the first to waivers could mean some serious cash. At this point of the season, there are names you don't know or a list of options that from a fantasy standpoint mostly just blow. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but an owner who dropped Alex Smith a week too early in the year. With the move of the mouse so lively and quick, I was able to pick up the Chiefs quarterback with just one click. So excited, I went to my team page and up my lineup came. The list of players looked good as I went through name by name. Now Smith, now Bell, now Hopkins and Landry. On Thielen, on Kamara, on Ertz, and Ravens D. To the top of the standings, to the top of the scoring race, now to the top of the league. And finishing in first place. Being crowned the champion brings you much pride and delight. Happy championship weekend to all. And to all, a good night. Thanks for listening in to yet another episode of the Get Sports Info Podcast with yours truly, Dan Klaskins. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and good luck, and enjoy the games.